From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Prices at the wholesale level are heating up. The Labor Department says wholesale prices jumped in January at the fastest pace in more than 2 years. NPR's Chris Arnold joins us now from Boston. And Chris, what seems to be driving this increase?
Hi, Craig. Well, gasoline, you know, anybody who's filled up their gas tank lately knows that gas prices have been rising. Those rose again. Food prices were up a little bit, too. Some other things, interestingly, alcoholic beverages and jewelry, those prices were up, too.
So does this report raise concerns about inflation heating up?
You know, not really. I mean, you know, the headline sounds scary. Prices are rising and inflation, as everybody knows, is very bad for the economy. But so far, what's been happening is these prices at the sort of source level, the price of cotton has been rising. And so companies that make blue jeans and T-shirts and whatever else, that's a higher cost for them. And they can pass that along to companies that sell shirts and things at the wholesale level. But when you go into the store, the economy has been weak enough, consumer demand has been weak enough, retailers haven't been able to pass those costs along. So for most Americans, you know, it looks like prices are up because gas is more expensive. But for most things, prices are not rising that much.
And Chris, there's a separate report out today on housing starts. What are a couple of the highlights there?
Well, again, the headline number, housing starts up 14%+. That sounds like, hey, you know, that's good. Mostly what's happening there, it looks like rental homes are being built at a faster pace because most people are getting foreclosed on and having to go from being an owner to a renter. So that's some of what's happening. And home building is still at a very low level.
Thanks, Chris. That's NPR's Chris Arnold in Boston. More debate set today in the House on a Republican plan to cut $60 billion in spending from the current year's budget. Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut says those cuts would cost jobs.
Republicans are in a reckless rush to slash without regard to the impact on our economy, the businesses who create jobs, or the middle class and working families.
But Republican Congressman Jerry Lewis of California says the cuts being proposed are just the first wave of restructuring.
This is just the down payment. We need to begin entitlement reform to really solve our fiscal problems.
President Obama meets with Democratic leaders from the Senate today to talk about budget matters. Borders Book Retailers has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company says it will close nearly a third of its more than 600 stores in the next few weeks as it tries to reorganize. Borders owes tens of millions of dollars to book publishing companies. On Wall Street, stock prices are higher. The Dow is up 40 points at 12,266. The Nasdaq Composite is up 10. This is NPR News. Anti-government forces in Bahrain say they will not leave the capital's main square until their demands are met, demands that include the drafting of a new constitution written by the people. There have also been protests today in Libya, where hundreds of people clashed with police and government supporters. In Egypt's capital, the streets are calm today, but NPR's Corey Flintoff says life in Cairo is still far from normal.
For one thing, there's a dust storm blanketing the city and keeping many people indoors. For another, the banks remain closed, and they'll stay that way through Saturday. That's hurting many business people who need cash to run their operations. The Egyptian stock market is closed as well, partly out of fear that if it reopens while the situation is still uncertain, it could crash. Most people are waiting for word from a committee that's been formed to revise parts of the Constitution. That could clear the way for the formation of political parties and a move toward the open government that the country's military rulers have promised. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts is in Pakistan trying to win the release of a U.S. embassy employee there being held in connection with the killings of two Pakistanis. President Obama insists that Raymond Davis is shielded by diplomatic immunity, but Pakistani officials reportedly differ on that issue. Kerry is pledging that if Davis is released, the U.S. will fully investigate the killings.
For our government to conduct a criminal investigation, that's our law. And I can give you the full assurance of our government today that that will take place.
U.S. officials say Davis shot the Pakistanis in self-defense during a robbery. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.